You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Sergey Kostikov, the founder and CEO of FD Photo Studio, a series of photography rental studios in New York and Los Angeles, which offers low hourly rates and a full suite of services for photographers, artists, and all manner of users. Sergey, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And equally our pleasure as well, and thanks for your time. So for the benefit of our listeners and to kick things off today, give us an overview of FD Photo Studio, if you would.
So FD Photo Studio is it's a business that I started about 5 years ago because I was trying to find an affordable photo studio and provide service for photographers and videographers. And we're located in both Los Angeles and New York with over 30 photography studios, about 50,000 square foot of creative space for artists, around 60,000 of successful photo shoots were already done in our studios, and every day we booked. That kind of sums it up. Our goal is to provide this affordable photo studio. That the idea is that photographers or videographers don't have to pay any additional fees for equipment, don't have to pay huge amounts like thousands of dollars to rent a space to create. Rather, we offer the studio starting from $25 an hour, and we include equipment, basic grip and lighting equipment, provide the makeup stations, Wi-Fi, and like paper backdrops and whatever, however we can help the artist to create, we're there for them.
And that is phenomenal and outstanding. And I got to tell you, those prices are certainly hard to beat. What inspired you to create FD Photo Studio? Anything in particular?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Yeah, as I mentioned, when I started about 5 years ago in 2014-13, I was a photographer and I was looking for a space to shoot a friend of mine, model. She came up with it to me and asked to do a couple pictures for her portfolio, and I just couldn't find any studio available. Like, the only ones I saw were asking like $1,000 for half a day rental, didn't provide any equipment, needed an additional insurance for me for like $1 million insurance, like liability insurance, and it was a really hassle to book a studio and to create when like it's supposed to be very easy. It's supposed to be just a space that makes it comfortable for photographers to create it. So I opened my own first small studio, and over time, with a goal to provide like this kind of like as low as possible pricing. And over time, lots of friends started to shoot there. Lots of friends invited their friends and started to rent out the studio. And that's how we grew to almost 30 studios right now.
And good for you on that. Now, in terms of benefits and affordability, what are some of the many services that you do offer?
I would try to create different interiors and decorations that would inspire artists. So we have different like wood rooms or rain. We opened about half a year ago, we opened the first in Los Angeles indoor fake rain room where you can create rain and adjust it to your needs and shoot music videos or photography in with a fake rain, which is quite rare in Los Angeles, actually. And we have packages for hours and include the most of the equipment. What usually photo studios charge for, like additional extension cords, I don't know, Apple boxes, some kind of chairs, some kind of furniture, regular studios charge you, would bill photographer for every item you add, like $5 there, $10 there. Our concept is completely different, that we provide everything for, it's all included. We try to include as much as possible. We have some prime level equipment that goes, we do charge a little bit additional for it, but that's already for bigger productions who have more specific needs. I would encourage the listeners to to go to our website at fdphotostudio.com. That's as fashion district, photostudio.com, fdphotostudio.com, to see the whole spectrum of the interiors and studios that we provide and the list of equipment that's included in the rental.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Sergey Kostikov, the founder and CEO of FD Photo Studio, a series of photography rental studios in New York and Los Angeles, offering low hourly rates and a full suite of services for photographers, artists, and all manner of users here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Sergey, with studios in New York City and also Los Angeles, where else do you intend to expand?
At this moment, we're trying to expand in Los Angeles and New York mostly because we still have, even though having so many studios, we still have a lot of demand, and I have a lot of ideas for new interiors and what else to create with like artistic environments that we can create for our clients and for photographers. But pretty much I would plan to expand to Atlanta, San Diego, San Francisco. We had people asking us to open studios in Paris, France, for example, and other cities. So it's whenever there is a need for affordable photo studios, that's where we're going to go.
Exciting times, no doubt. And lastly, what else do you want listeners to know or share with their friends concerning FD Photo Studio?
I would say just I would want listeners to like share with their friends and just stop by one of our locations. All our staff, all our like administrators and managers, they're all photographers and creatives as well. Don't be afraid. Just stop by any of the locations if you see us somewhere. If you're in Los Angeles or New York, we'll be glad to give you a tour of the studio. We'll be glad to show you around. And I would also like to add that we, starting from previous year, we actually trying to give back to community. We started the photography school. We do monthly mixer events where we just open our rooftop in downtown Los Angeles to every photographer and model, artist, makeup artist, wardrobe stylist, everybody who is interested in this field to come together and just enjoy their time. We provide some catering there. We have a DJ on set. It's completely free. It happens once a month, and it just aimed at giving back to community opportunity to collaborate, to meet each other, to create new projects, to expand their portfolios. And that's our main goal right now, actually, to help the photography community by helping them meet together and educate. Once again, if you go to our website at fdphotostudio.com, you can find a lot of images and a lot of our studios, of different sets, decorations, and all the information available. We don't require any one another thing that new that we're trying to create, that we don't require any deposit to book a studio. So if you want a studio, you just book it online, no credit card needed. And that's very new, because usually studios ask you to put a 100% deposit before booking, and you might not sure about whether the day is working for you or not, or working for your creatives. But thank you for having me today. It's great to be here.
And what a treat and fabulous to have you with us on the program. Again, folks, it is fdphotostudio.com. Thanks so much, Sergey, for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Sergey Kostikov, the founder and CEO of FD Photo Studio, a series of photography rental studios both in New York City and Los Angeles, offering low hourly rates and a full suite of services for photographers, artists, and all manner of users. And for further details, once again, visit fdphotostudio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.